I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A story in Outdoor News last week shared that the man behind the world record typical white-tailed deer passed away last month. A Saskatchewan deer, that world record has stood since 1993, and the man behind that incredible deer has passed away at the age of 81. I'll tell you who he was when we return, but first... You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake, know the species, size, and abundance, get expert local insight, navigate to the right ramp fast, then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports, make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. Milo Hansen of Bigger, Saskatchewan, killed the world record typical white-tailed deer near his farm in November 1993 when he was 49 years old. Milo Hansen died on February 8, 2026 at the age of 81. With a certified score of 213 and 5/8 inches, Hansen's 14-point buck became the world record typical whitetail during the Boone and Crockett Club's 1995 award ceremony. It bumped a Wisconsin deer, the 10-point Jordan buck, from the top spot it had held since 1971. That buck scored 206 and 1/8 inches. People who knew Milo Hansen said he never intended to kill the world's biggest buck, and no one was more surprised than him when the Boone and Crockett Club's scoring system made it so. But once BNC put Hansen's name atop its record book, he handled the distinction with world-class grace and humility. And more than 30 years later, Hansen's buck still remains number one. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.